Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, September 19th, 2025. Over the next 2 weeks, there will be two opportunities to learn more about PFAS, particularly here in Maine, from farmers who've been impacted and scientists who study it. Heading out to Blue Hill this morning to get all the details.
Great. Hi, Amy. My name is Todd Harden. I am the head of marketing and communications over at the Shaw Institute in Blue Hill. I'm super excited to really be here talking about two events that we have coming up regarding a film that we're involved with, both as advisors and as the developers of the education guide for it. I play a little bit of multiple roles here, as I am part of the producing team on the film as well. The film is called Sludge, a PFAS Uprising, as many of you have probably heard in various media outlets. PFAS is a pretty major issue, not just here in Maine, but, certainly nationally and worldwide as well. The film really follows several family farmers based here in Maine and really tells their story about speaking up about PFAS contamination on their lands and their livestock, and even in their own bodies, really to only kind of lose nearly everything, in some cases losing everything with some of the subjects that are in the film. So it's, for us, it's a really important message. Sludge, of course, is essentially a substance, for lack of a better term, it's doo-doo that goes on as fertilizer. And there are programs through the state of Maine and as well as in other states where this substance, the sludge substance, was kind of offered to farmers as a way to fertilize their crops. So unfortunately, what's happened is they're really been contaminated with PFAS. So what is PFAS, right? It's an acronym for really long. And so I've always got to read it because I never get it right. So per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, long story short, they can be very toxic substances. There's probably over 12 to 15,000 of them is most estimates. And they can be very harmful. Studies have linked them to higher instances of cancer, creating liver damage, developmental issues in children, higher cholesterol, and so forth. So that's kind of why it's important. And we've seen examples of contamination of PFAS in drinking water here in Maine, and soil, and so forth. So again, and we're even looking at the Shaw Institute as well as the impact on the lobstering industry, because these chemicals aren't just going into the soil, they're also going into the sea as well. So our events, what do we have? We've got two screenings. The film's a short film. It's about 26 minutes long. Came out late last year. We've been at about 20 film festivals now around the country and around the globe. It's been really great to see it win several awards for best short documentary, including at the UN Film Festival, which was a real honor for the filmmakers and for us at Shaw to be a part of. The first screening is on next Thursday, September 25th. That's in Bucksport at the Alamo Theater. It'll be followed by a panel discussion with some really amazing, great experts on the subject. We've got Brendan Holmes, who's a local farmer over in Albion, and he's featured in the film. So he's going to be there. We've got Mary Erlina from the state of Maine's PFAS response team. We've got Charlie Ralski, who's our executive director and our lead research scientist, and Shelley McGuire, who comes from Maine Farmland Trust. So film will screen, and then we'll go right into a panel discussion, and that will be opened up for the audience as well to do Q&A. Next screening is Sunday, the 28th of September. That's down in Stonington, and that's going to be at the beautiful Stonington Opera House. Same format. The film will screen starting at 2 p.m. I should go back to the 25th. That actually starts at 6 p.m. We'll go about 6 to 8 in Bucksport. And then on Sunday, the 28th, we start at 2 and go until about 4. So again, the film will screen. We'll have the panel discussion that follows along with community engagement. And we're really looking forward to it. So the film's directed by Jeff Christian. One of our executive producers is Matthew Modine, who many people maybe of, we'll say my age or older, might be more familiar with. Although younger people know Matthew from Stranger Things now, but, Full Metal Jacket, Batman movies, a lot of stuff. So that's what we have going on. And we're super excited to be bringing these stories to the big screen to inform on PFAS. So if you want all the details, they're real easy to find at shawinstitute.org. Again, it's shawinstitute.org. Some important notes for that. For the screening in Bucksport on the 25th, the ticket prices are $5 for students and seniors, $10 for everybody else, and 100% of those proceeds benefit our research and our education programs. On the 28th, down in Stonington, it's a free screening due to support coming from folks down there. So come out, join the conversation at either one of these events. We really would appreciate you being there to talk about this important topic of PFAS.
Todd Hardin from the Shaw Institute, shawinstitute.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you on Monday.